Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Among the techs, why doesn't CCO use the button bar like the fan does? Do the older folks not like it? Can I answer that one?
Yeah.
Because I'm the one who used that the most.
Yep.
We don't know where it is right now. And then I, in a moment where I was, you know, leaving this radio station, we were at contract negotiations a few years ago where I was not real pleased. And so I cleaned out. I thought I was done. I thought I was moving on. I brought how I'd labeled all the things home.
Can't find them.
I got to find them now.
Yeah.
But we don't know where the our version of the instant replay is because I miss.
Yeah.
Including we could have played. Come on, Larry, be
gay. That's right.
Right there. So I think we need that back. Can you find the instant replay? If you find the instant replay, I'm going to find the labels. And I know Cook loved when he had to label those things over
yes.
and over and over again. Adam, be honest. If you and Chad went to school together, you would have bullied him.
I'd like to think no.
No.
I wasn't a bully.
No. Adam, what job would you rather have? Odyssey traffic reporter, a janitor for Taco Bell, or Big Lou's cardiologist?
I'll take the cash, Big Lou's cardiologist.
Yeah, I think that's a favorite. Adam, do you have a favorite old school muscle car, or are you not a car guy?
I am not a car guy, although I've seen like... There was a while when my TikTok feed was populated with like classic old pickup trucks and, you know, the original SUVs, the full size old school Broncos that were, you know, 80s, late 70s, 80s that are just in mint condition. Those are cool.
So if you could have any car, let's branch out. You can have any car out there, any era. Doesn't have to be a muscle car.
Yeah. I think like an old school pickup truck.
Okay.
Mint condition.
Alfa Romeo, mid 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be a long scoop when the front of the car is longer than normal? Is that the scoop?
Sure.
They're out there. But of course, turn in my man card. I've driven a stick shift one time in my life. One time, Arizona.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
A man of your age.
Yeah, excuse me. And I wasn't very effective, I got
to
be honest.
Well, I mean, it takes a little while to get used
yeah.
to it, so.
Should I attempt at 29? No, at 60. Now, every time I reference these before I turn 60, now when I talk about people who are older in life, I no longer include anybody in their 60s.
Yes. Right.
I've moved it now to people right. 70 and above.
Sure.
Right? Should I learn, ask Adam anything, how to drive a stick at this point in my life?
I think you're past the point of needing to, because where do you find a car with a manual transmission?
There might have been a relative of mine who might have passed away, and there might be a car
really
that has a stick shift that is pretty much in the same location that it's been since that happened. All right, let's keep going. Adam, if an Almond Joy bar is an Almond Joy bar because of the almond edition, why is the Mounds bar not called a Joy bar? Want me to read that to you again?
No, I understand the question, okay. and I take issue with the premise that joy is involved in either of those candy bars. There's no joy in an Almond Joy.
God, no.
There's certainly no joy in a Mounds bar.
Dave, just want to reestablish where we stand on the Almond Joy.
Terrible.
It's just grotesque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what about a Mounds bar?
Also terrible.
Isn't Mounds just Almond Joy without the almond?
Yeah, it's just the coconut.
Coconut and chocolate.
Coconut. Blech.
How bad do you have to hate yourself to eat that and think that's a good candy?
How bad do you have to hate yourself? Fill in the blank. That could be a new game for us. How bad do you have to hate yourself? And then you tell me the next two lines or so. Coconut. Let's just end coconut. Where do we need coconut in life? Do we really need it?
I don't mind just a hint, like it can't be overpowering, but a coconut shrimp, just a hint of coconut. I do like the coconut breading on a coconut shrimp.
I use coconut oil for frying up like scrambled eggs.
Yeah, that's it. Coconut, you're better than that. Come on.
Could use krill
oil. Wait till you're down a desert island and that's all you got.
Wilson! Wilson!
I have granted fire.
I'm sorry, Wilson.
Let's see. Adam, what is the best way to humble brag without being obvious about it? That's a good question. Best way to humble brag where it happens, but it's not so obvious and it's not obnoxious.
Yeah. If there's self-deprecation needs to go hand in hand with a humble brag.
Yeah. That's a way to do it.
Yeah.
That is a way to do it.
I mean, they gave me that award. I didn't deserve that award, but I did get the award.
Steve is first up when we come back. So hang on, Steve. 651-461-9226. Ask Adam anything. With Adam, Robert Carter. Twins and Rangers tonight. Have we received our phone call yet from our potential Twins guest? Or is that a no?
Still waiting to hear either way.
Yeah.
At this point, it's probably leaning towards a no.
Probably leaning no at this point.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come on, you guys. Almond Joy and Mounds are adult candy bars.
Okay.
Time to grow up already. Might need to drive a manual transmission to enjoy these. Have a great day.
That guy's got a bowl of Brock's candy in there somewhere in his house. Butterscotch.
I didn't realize we had ages on candy bars.
Oh, well, I mean, if you got a, do they still sell Brock's candy?
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I'm talking
do.
About, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Gross.
The little square caramels that were rock hard.
Maybe a Werther's original, too. I don't know.
Adam, lots of texts coming in. 651-461-9226. What is your favorite vacation place? So twofold. Someplace you've been to, and then someplace you aspire to travel to.
Ireland is tops. Someplace I aspire to travel to that I really want to, like...
Well, I know after listening to your topic, like for five segments last week, the joy I have in not participating in things.
Yeah, Jomo. What the joy of missing out.
What a weird thing that is. Come on.
Oh, you don't have Jomo for anything?
Yeah, torture.
I think there's something going on right now you have Jomo for.
Well, that's true. We got a new brain wizard in town. Everybody's kissing up to him at lunch. Oh, you're amazing. You're great. You know, so yes, that's true. That does, you were like.
Case closed.
You were like, I like to stay in my basement at home and not see people, you know.
I want to go to, there's many Asian countries that I'd love to go to, but my wife has no desire.
So, will you just say, okay, we won't do it?
Just wait for fish to travel then.
Yeah, I mean, you are a one who has no fear of traveling on your own. Japan,
I'd love to go to.
China?
I'd love to go to China.
Fits with your politics. I listen to you. I know that. Let's see. Let's get to more of them. Adam, what food do you love the most that others do not?
Oh, great question. A food that I enjoy that, like, let's say most other people would not enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Want to think about that while we go to call or two?
Sure.
Steve, you're on CCO.
Hey, Adam, what's a lamer hobby because you can't consider them sports? Pickleball or golf?
Ooh, I'm looking at you, buddy boy, right here.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm going to go pickleball.
I don't know. I think they're both about the same, aren't they? No talent bums.
No talent involved in golf. I'm looking at you there, college boy.
Thank you, Steve. Mike. You're on CCO.
Howdy, fellas.
How are you, sir?
Hey, Mike.
Adam, good, thank you. Adam, what the heck is Martinizing?
Martinizing? I've always wondered that. 1 hour Martinizing. I think it's just a fancy way for people to say dry cleaning.
Yeah. It's,
is there a difference between dry cleaning and Martinizing?
I don't know. But I do know this. Quentin loves when we go to the dry cleaner. I don't go to the dry cleaner that much. You know, when it's spinning around and you know, they put in the number. It's excellent. Mike, are you fascinated by that at all when you go to Martinizing?
Yes, and also the samples of moth damage that my dry cleaner has.
That is a problem.
That's a great exhibit.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Adam, I just returned from Japan. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Lanesboro every year. Love it. Adam, what exactly were you doing at 1:30 last night?
Yeah, that was my question. Because my wife woke up this morning. We have the Life 360 app. It said I arrived home at 1:30 in the morning.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so the whole family's on this Life 360?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So does that mean you know where Jen is right now?
If I looked at it.
Yeah. If you looked at it. Okay, where do you stand in that? You guys are...
Did a whole segment on it then.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What time are you on? Do you have Netflix?
Night Talk.
I'm not trying to sneak anywhere, but I would feel like that is not trusting me. If I'm an adult and you need to know where I am all the time.
I don't need to know where she is all the time. We, as a family, decided we are on this app.
Yep.
And it's more like peace of mind for me. Not for necessarily for her, but for like my kids.
Yeah, I get it with the kids.
Yep.
I know a lot of people. So let's take the kids out of it. And they're now getting older and older. Mm-hmm. You got two graduations here. You know, obviously Siggy's still in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you and Jen will keep this going?
Probably not.
Probably not. Really? You, even though now you've had it, for how long have you had it?
5 years.
Five years. Dave, do you and Lindsay have that?
No.
No. Let's say Michelle said, I really, just for my comfort, because she has it with her kids.
Mm-hmm.
She said, my comfort, I want you to know where I am and I want to know. I'd say yes. Yeah. I'd probably say, you don't trust me, right? And she should. But if someone in one of the two really, really wants it, I would say yes. But did you guys even consider it?
No, never talked about it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, though, once your kids get a little older and they're more mobile.
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, with the kids, I think that's different, yeah. But then between the right. two of us.
Oh, the kids, for sure. Adam, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Overrated. Klondike bars are Klondike, overrated.
I think all ice cream sandwiches are overrated.
The entire ice cream
the
sandwich
frozen
community.
Snickers, if you can consider that a... I think or not a frozen
that is that's a separate category.
No, there's a Snickers ice cream bar.
No.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
No. Get it.
I'm trying to think of the food that I enjoy. I guess, I don't know. Oysters, maybe?
No, I love oysters. So, I mean, I'm right next to you. Terrible answer. Dave, tell them terrible.
I'm thinking about, do most people like oysters?
No.
I think most people put their nose up in the air at oysters. No, thank you.
Yeah. Should we just go right to the top and not take any break?
No, beluga caviar?
Break 8 seconds. Should we break? Yeah. Well, that's what you have, you know, for dinner.
Breakfast.
Yeah, exactly.
With my scrambled eggs.
Adam, back tomorrow.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.